بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the horrific feeling and sight of the day of Qiyamah. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, the kuffar had objections with regards to the coming of Qiyamah. And amongst the objections that they had was also that man decomposes in his qabr, in his grave, and thereafter how is it possible for a person to be resurrected? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the response to all this. And Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'th, if you are in doubt with regards to the resurrection, fa inna khalaqnakum min turab, certainly we have created you from dust, from earth, from soil, from the sand. And this creation in the initial stages had taken place with Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created him from the earth. Thereafter we find that every other individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ مِن نُطُفَ. Thereafter we created insan from the matter of the male, that is the semen. But when we look at how the semen has been formed in the body, then that comes through a process of the blood, and the blood has been formed from the foods that a person would eat, and that also comes from the ground. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about man's creation from the ground and from the earth, and then secondly each one of us are indirectly also created from the earth. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَ, thereafter from a clot of blood, ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَ, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then from flesh, مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ, that flesh sometimes is formed and sometimes it is not completely formed. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, and Allah says, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ, so that we may explain to you our might, our power, our qudrat. Explaining this ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated from our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam the initial creation of the human, of man, how it takes place. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that first it is the male matter, it is the semen, and that remains for a period of 40 days. Thereafter, ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَى, after a period of 40 days, it becomes a clot of blood. And then thereafter, for the next period of 40 days, it becomes flesh. In the initial stages, that flesh is not completely formed, and then thereafter it is formed. After these three periods of 40 days, 120 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel to blow the ruh, to blow the soul or the spirit into man, that the fetus rather, in the womb of the mother, and then thereafter life comes into the fetus. Now here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about the flesh, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about two types of flesh, mukhallaqa, that has been formed, and ghayr mukhallaqa, that which has not been formed. In another narration from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when the angel that is appointed to look after the fetus makes a declaration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point in time, Ke Ya Rab, mukhallaqa or ghayr mukhallaqa, should this fetus be a completely formed fetus or an incomplete fetus? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares mukhallaqa, then the ruh is blown in. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares ghayr mukhallaqa, then that fetus is aborted, and obviously the child is not formed and that child is aborted. There also we will find some ulama giving another explanation to this, that mukhallaqa and ghair mukhallaqa, this is the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather in most instances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that the child be completely formed, and when the child is completely formed, we will find a completely formed child that is born and comes into this world. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares ghair mukhallaqa, that the child be incompletely formed, then the child is not completely formed, what we will term as a deformed child, and that child comes into the earth. And all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His might, Allah ta'ala shows His power, Allah ta'ala shows His qudrat. When we look at the reality of it, the womb of a mother, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this fetus, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the formation of the child, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains the child, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the child into this earth. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us completely how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat works. Man is never able to work in such darkness, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it in darknesses upon darknesses. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us the very, very important aspect that our initial stage of our creation comes from something that is impure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows from there how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings man to a point of perfection, that a human, a child is born. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ, and then we cause it to remain in the wombs, مَا نَشَاءُ, however we desire, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, to a fixed period of time, ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا, thereafter we extract and take the child, that we take you out as a fully formed child, ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ, at the time when we come out as little children, newly born babies, we will find that although we may have the senses, but the senses are very weak, they are not completely formed. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the next stage, ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ, so that thereafter you may reach your heights, your might and your youth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the maturity of the human, both physical also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mental maturity of the human, that this stages of life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us, is that not a sign and a token for us to show us the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.